Unto the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, my Lord and my God, I firmly believe that you are here, that you see me, and that you hear me. I adore your profound reverence. I ask your pardon for my sins, and the grace to make this time of prayer fruitful. My Immaculate Mother, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me. For our prayer meditation this afternoon, I would like to invite you to consider a passage from St. Luke, chapter 17. We read the story of the 10 lepers. So Jesus was traveling between Samaria and Galilee. As he entered a certain town, there were 10 lepers who approached him and implored him to have mercy on them. And Christ gave them instruction to go and show themselves to the priests. Because, you know, lepers at that time were outcasts. They could not mingle with the people. But then if they are cured, they had to have a certification from the priests that they had been healed and cleansed, and so they could reintegrate into society. And so following the instruction of the Lord, the 10 sick people went to the priests. Along the way, miraculously, they were cured. And so one of them, who happened to be a Samaritan, returned to the Lord to express his gratitude. Thank you, Lord, thank you. Thank you for healing me. And then Jesus said, were not 10 of you cleansed? How come only one came back to glorify God? Where are the other 9? Did no one return to give praise to the Lord except this stranger, the foreigner? And now this text of St. Luke is very important because this seems to be the only passage in where the Lord kind of explicitly highlighted the importance of the virtue of gratitude. In other words, reading St. Luke chapter 17, verses 11 to 19, we conclude that for the Lord, gratitude is important, while lack of gratitude is something that displeases Christ. And so we ask ourselves now in the presence of the Lord, Lord, do I know how to say thank you? I mean, we can say that as a matter of habit, but it's something, a deeper disposition. Am I a person who is grateful? Grateful to God, first of all. Grateful to other people as well. And we say this because in the moral theology, you know, the lack of gratitude is a sign of pride or self-sufficiency, of egoism, perhaps. And that eventually leads a person to isolation, being alone, no friends. Whereas, you know, a person who say, thank you, hey, how kind of you, I truly appreciate what you did. And, you know, simple gestures like that, it shows that a person has an open, a big heart, and he's not selfish. And it beats individualism, which is a kind of a prevalent in our society. And it brings us closer to other people and to God if we are truly grateful. Twice it is mentioned in the gospel that we have referred to, that a man glorified God. And to glorify the Lord is to extol his attributes and his saving actions. It is to praise him, to spread the joy of having met Christ, to let others know how good the Lord is, has been to me. Thank you, Lord, thank you. You know, many times, perhaps, I'm not saying that we are, but we can't take for granted the many blessings that we receive from God. But a prayerful soul would always kind of acknowledge, Lord, it's because of you that this thing turned out well. It's because of you that I have this talent. Thank you, Lord, thank you. In fact, from birth to death, you know, in the whole itinerary of a human person, you and I, we live in a state of dependence, both in the natural plane or also in a supernatural order. You know, humanly speaking, we owe so much to our parents, and there's no way that we can pay them back. Of course, we try to take good care of our parents and greet our mom, Happy Mother's Day, and be kind to them, and in their old age, perhaps take care of them. But there is no parity or like equality. We will never be able to pay them back for what they have done. We owe them our life. But also not just our parents, but also we owe so much to our teachers all those years, right from kindergarten, elementary, primary school, the wisdom, the learning. We are who we are right now because of countless individuals who in one way or another help us to succeed in life. Teachers, friends as well, and those who help us in one way or another. And so we need to learn to give thanks, and in a spirit of humility, of justice, of gratitude, precisely. And it is not just a human virtue, it is a human virtue. In other words, even a non-Christian, a non-baptized, can and should be grateful. Nevertheless, it is particularly important and manifestation of our Christian faith. Were there not 10 cured? But how come only one came back? It's like the Lord asking him and asking us, telling us, hey, do not forget to say thank you. Do not forget that everything good that we have and that we are comes from the bounty of the Lord. Gracias tibi Deus, gracias tibi. Thank you, Lord, thank you. And so that gratitude is not just a fleeting emotion, but something that is deeply ingrained, a virtue that permeates every aspect of our lives. It is a fundamental expression of our faith, a recognition of the goodness of the Lord, the goodness of the Lord, and at the same time, our response to His blessings. St. James, in the letter of St. James, says that every good and perfect gift comes from above. And that is, you know, in the Christian tradition, always. If there's anything good in us, it comes ultimately from the Lord. Of course, we also work hard. We cultivate our talents, our skills. We acquire, you know, knowledge and learning. There's effort. But none of this would be possible without the Lord. So Lord, in the end, everything goes back to you. In the Holy Mass that we celebrate, no, there's that part in the offertory. We offer the gifts to the Lord. Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation. Through your goodness, we have this bread to offer. Fruit of the earth and work of human hands. It will become for us the bread of life. And then the priest would lift up the chalice. Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we have this wine to offer. And fruit of the vine and work of human hands, it shall become our spiritual drink. So, you know, we offer to the Lord on the altar what actually comes from Him. But of course, we also put there our plans, our projects, concerns, our family, our friends and our studies, our difficulties, our blessings. Put everything there in the offertory. And also it's good to begin the day with a prayer of thanksgiving. I say begin the day and end the day with thanksgiving. Thank you, Lord. Thank you because you gave me another day. Another day with which to serve you, to glorify you. Thank you, Lord, because I slept so well last night. No, things big and small. Thank you, Lord, because I had a wonderful dream. Thank you, Lord, because whatever. No, say thank to the Lord. Thank you for a new day. Thank you for my family. Thank you for my work. Thank you for my friends. Thank you for my good health. And thank you, Lord. Thank you. And including those things that I receive from you and yet I forget, I didn't realize, or I glossed over. But, you know, many things, big and small, Lord, countless, countless blessings. But not just to the Lord, gratitude as well in our relationships with other people. As members of the body of Christ, we are called to love one another and to bear each other's burdens, in a way, you know, helping each other. And even among friends, you know, sometimes you feel so low, so down, perhaps you need comfort, consolation. You call up a friend. And she comes to you, or he comes to you. I know, just be with them, with him, and giving words of comfort. That means a lot. That means a lot. So we need others. We should be grateful also for all those, the blessings of having a friend. Friends are one of the greatest treasures on earth. And by expressing that gratitude, we are actually enriched deep within us. And it reflects the presence of the Lord in our lives. And so it's good to develop the habit of saying thank you, thank you. Saint Jose Maria, Blessed Alvaro del Portillo, his successor, would say, Gracias, Señor. Perdóname, ayúdame más. Thank you, Lord, forgive me and help me more. Thank you. Some people say that, you know, I know someone who would write positive notes, like, you know, or letters, cards that she received and expressing words of appreciation or a token of friendship, things, keepsakes, you know, that would encourage the person, especially in difficult times. On our part, it was also good to, I mean, take time out to say thank you. Nowadays, because unlike in the past, you have to, I don't know, buy a thank you card. And we still, people do that. But the more common nowadays is a thank you note by social media or an email, electronic. But expressing, nevertheless, one's thankfulness and gratitude. And it is important. And it's not just during those moments when things go well. I mean, when we have little success. Also, I would say, in times of trial and adversity, we are called to give thanks in all circumstances, knowing that the Lord works all things together for good for those who love Him. Omnia in bonum. Everything works for the good. And sometimes even the painful events, the negative turn of events, experience that we suffer for a moment. But then later on we realize that it's actually what you call a blessing in disguise. Oh Lord, thank you for that. My train got delayed, but thank you for that, because there was an accident. or you hear stories in the Twin Towers back in 9/11, where precisely people who forgot something at home and had to go back And so missed the subway, the train, and then that's where the accident happened. And so thanks to the delay, things like that. So we don't see the bigger picture, but God sees everything. And there is, we are very famous here, well known in the United States, the song Amazing Grace. It's composed by John Newton, who was born in 1725 in London. And in his youth, he led a rather turbulent life and rebellious, but also he became soon involved in, you know, transatlantic slave trade. However, there was one of his voyages or journey, there was a storm, a near-death experience, and that led him to ask God for mercy and to save his life. And that kind of an important turning point in his life, because eventually he became Christian. And so he renounced his involvement in slave trade, and he was one of those who fought for, you know, on the side of abolitionist. And he became minister, an Anglican minister. And he wrote the lyrics of the Amazing Grace in 1773. And lyrics that reflect his journey from darkness to light, and has become one of the most beloved and hymns all over the world, capturing the essence of God's forgiveness and redemption. So the first lines of that song, Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretched like me. I once was lost, but now I am found. 'Twas blind, but now I see. Also, being grateful to God, or in general, gratitude means that we make good use of the talents, the gifts that we have received from the Lord to serve other people. I mean, it's a natural tendency of the human person to secure his interest. But we need to get out of ourselves and think, Lord, how can I make good use of my skills, of my talents, all the education, all the learning for the good of others? And that's a manifestation of, you know, gratitude as well. Gratitude. Not counting the effort, the sacrifices, but developing that selfless love of service to others. Even though we get tired, but it feels, it's kind of fulfilling to be able to do good to others. I've always said that, you know, when you do something good to someone, it could be, I don't know, like helping the person, an old elderly person cross the street, or carrying things, or letting the person go to the lift, the elevator first, whatever. And the person say, thank you for your kindness, and you feel good, right? That's the noble part of man, because that's the sign of God's presence in our life. And so the Christian virtue of gratitude is not just limited to words or saying thank you. It's actually a stable disposition. It is a habit. It is a virtue. It is a way of life rooted in faith, in love, in obedience to the Lord. Years ago, I recall, I was working as a chaplain in a school, but one day I was with some of the teachers of the school. We were in the city, in the restaurant. This happened in Cebu, in the Philippines. So we were like five of us. Around noontime, we ordered. And then after like 45 minutes, we asked for the bill. And then the manager came to me and said, Father, somebody has paid for your lunch. I said, who? So, well, there was a lady here a few minutes ago, and she told me not to, I mean, she didn't want to give the name. Well, it's a good Samaritan. And then I told the other guys, hey guys, there was an angel here who kind of paid for us. We should have ordered more. No, I didn't say that. But, so I was trying to figure out, who could it be? Who could it be? Well, I never learned to this day. That was many years ago, 15 years ago. But I suspect it could have been one of the mothers of the little boys who come to me for, you know, spiritual direction. No, occasionally these things, parents are very grateful because how their boys are transformed in the school because of the virtues, because of the sacraments, you know, growing, maturing. I don't know, but it could be. But see, we can always like express that gratitude. I would like to read words of Saint Jose Maria, who said, make it a habit to raise your heart to God in acts of thanksgiving many times a day, because he gives you this and that, because someone has despised you, because you don't have what you need, or because you do have it. And because he made his mother, who is also your mother, so beautiful. Because he created the sun and the moon and this animal or that plant. Because he made that man eloquent and you he left slow of speech. Thank him for everything, because everything is good. Everything is good. And this is taken from The Way, number 268. And this is one of the virtues. I mean, Saint Jose Maria is a saint, but when his heroic virtues were proclaimed, one of those that stood out is precisely his kind of gratitude, sense of thankfulness. And in the 1950s, the central headquarters of Opus Dei in Rome was being constructed. There were a lot of workers. Once in a while, Saint Jose Maria would, you know, approach them, who are there in the scaffoldings, and talk to them, and even send some, you know, sweets or candies to the family of this man, and, you know, always expressing in some little ways, but also giving words of comfort, encouragement. A couple of years ago, I wrote a book about the cardinal virtues, and gratitude appears as one of the, like, potential parts of justice. Anyway, what caught my attention is that one philosopher, Seneca, it was a funny, I kind of was amused reading it, but he said, when somebody gives you a favor, don't rush to return the favor. No, just accept it and say thank you. In the future, if you want, you can give something in return, but don't rush. Because if you want to pay back right away, it is a sign of a lack of gratitude. You don't want to be indebted. So, well, learn to say thank you and to accept. It is an acknowledgement also, appreciation for the goodness, the kindness, the kind-heartedness of other people, your friends. Orin gratiam semper actione maniamus. May we always remain in an act of thanksgiving, an expression, a liturgical expression. Orin gratiam semper actione maniamus. Let us always give thanks, but especially to the Lord, the source of all goodness and blessings. The gift of faith, the gift of life, even though life has many complexities and challenges and difficulties. Well, as the Italians would say, la vita è bella. Life is wonderful. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the gift of life. Thank you for my faith. Thank you for the Holy Communion. Thank you, Lord, for my education. Thank you for my hobbies. Thank you for my friends. Thank you because I'm able to breathe fresh air. Thank you because I'm in New York. Some people don't like to live in New York. But thank you because I'm in, wherever, life brings you, there's always something good in it. Learn to appreciate and also, as I was saying, because we are grateful to the Lord, we want to be faithful to Him. So that gratitude is linked to the idea of faithfulness. That we don't want to displease the Lord, because we acknowledge all His blessings and that we are who we are because of the Lord. So Lord, I want to be faithful to You. I want to pray, to adore You, to say thank You for Your gift of mercy. I want to live my life following in the footsteps of Christ. And like this leper, we may not be a leper, but in many ways, in some other sense, we are indigent. We are in need of help. And so turn to the Lord. Lord, thank You, thank You. And He appreciates that. Jesus appreciates the fact that we say thank You, as we have read in the gospel. How come only this Samaritan came back when all the 10 of them were cured? You see, Jesus was looking for an expression of gratitude. And, well, we conclude this meditation. Perhaps I would like to read words of the letter of St. Paul to the Philippians. Have no anxiety at all, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, make your request known to the Lord. Then the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. I'd say, as a note, that the Eucharist, the very term Eucharist, is actually thanksgiving. And so thank the Lord, because that's the most intimate encounter we have with God on earth, is in the Holy Eucharist. And we turn to Our Lady, as is our custom, as we conclude this meditation. And we know very well the canticle of Mary during the Annunciation. It is a prayer of praise for the great favor bestowed by God on the Virgin, for the mercies shown to Israel, and for the fulfillment of the promises made to Abraham and to the patriarchs. And so Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, because He has regarded the humility, the lowliness of His handmaid. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed, because He that is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is His name." I thank You, my God, for the good resolutions, affections, and inspirations that You have communicated to me in this meditation. I ask Your help to put it into effect. My Immaculate Mother, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me.